on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05. Gosh, what's today? November the 8th. And from the station, all you will be getting today, you're going to have candidates running for Congress. You're going to have Broadway plays. You're going to have truth from the airwaves. We're going to talk about what happened last night at the Bill O'Reilly town hall meeting and how people were disqualified from being voted on. And that's really interesting and should make the chat pack really happy because it's one of their favorites. We're going to talk about the Obama administration, where on one hand they seem to give us, and on the other hand they hammered the hell out of people of lower incomes. All of this today coming up here in the next 2 hours. But the first, of course, is Bad Bob and the weather.
How y'all doing?
Good morning, sir.
Wait a minute.
That was my little Reddingism there.
That's bringing back bad memories.
Right now, we've got 36 degrees in Redding, and it'll be high today, right around 63, and actually frost on the bumpkin out here and there.
That's a funny name for it, but okay, Bad Bob.
And tonight's low will be back down into the 40s, not quite as chilly as last night. Again, 36 degrees in Redding, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards out there this weekend will be Holly Day again, and she just does great work out there. 474-5546 to get your reservations for the music room because it fills up so quickly. Also, their big extravaganza out there for New Year's Eve. It's going to be great. Give them a call at 474-5546 and find out what's going on. The big band casino night, transportation from the city here, or if you want, from the city of Redding, the Red Line or Holiday Inn, someplace where they can pick them up. Anyway, okay, what are we going to talk about today? Linda is getting a lot of things done because this is Marine Corps Birthday Week. Marine Corps, what's that mean? Marine Corps Birthday Week means is that we have the Marine Corps Ball, and then we have another Marine Corps Ball. And as we celebrate our anniversary of the Marine Corps, the birthday. So there's a lot of things to do, plus, in and out of here. Now, yesterday we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but Pop Collectives on their way out, are they? Letters from the feds and the city indicate that marijuana collectives may be in trouble. The fact is that a variety of missives from the White House, where they're showing where the FDA has said there's no reason that they can think of it for people to use marijuana that has no proven ability to help people. Now, I'm just going by what the White House says before you get really excited here. And then they've started going after some of the ones for taxes, since that some of the collectives seem to be making millions of dollars. And the other thing, of course, is people finally realized and woke up to the fact that once the cartels found out that they could grow it legally here, that they started leasing acreage or buying acreage and then buying the recommendations. And now they're growing thousands of pounds of marijuana and selling it throughout the United States. Well, gee, did people really believe that wasn't going to happen? Did they really believe that wasn't going to happen? I can't help somewhere in the back of your mind, did you realize that this was not just going to stop with a few people growing one pot plant in the back of their yard so they could have medicinal relief, which is really what it was set up to do? It's going to be interesting here in the next few months. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo, our financial advisor with the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan. What's it look like out there?
Good morning. Well, it's looking positive. After yesterday's late rally, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average positive 38 points at 12,106. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 1268. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 20 points at 27.15. Active stocks today, Ford is up 13 cents at 11.35. Alcoa is up 6 pennies at $10.81. And McDonald's is positive 17 cents at 94.79. Local stocks of interest, Costco's down 8 cents at 84.10. Safeway's up 9 cents at $19.78. And Target is down a nickel at 52.79. Over in the bond department, the 30-year Treasury bond is 3.08%. And for commodities, gold is up 20 cents at $17.91.30 an ounce. Silver's down a nickel at $34.77, and crude oil is up $1.02 at $96.53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. Every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06, we have the Wells Fargo Market Minute here, and then again into the afternoon. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the champion, a man who achieved the epitome of in his sport. Who's just passed away. Carl in the Butt, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There's a place called Kokomo.
This Friday, Veterans Day, support our local veterans by making a donation to RABA's second annual Salute to Veterans. Many of our veterans are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support services, and medical facilities.
With your kind donation, we can provide free RABA passes, making their daily lives easier. This Friday from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., partner with RABA, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, KRCR-TV, KLXR, and Cornerstone Community Bank by making your donation at one of these two drive-thru locations.
The Mount Shasta Mall, corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive, are in the parking lot across from KRCR-TV on Auditorium Drive. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. On your way to work or to pick up your morning coffee, please stop by and make your donations to provide another year of free bus passes to our veterans.
It's a simple way to salute the veterans of Shasta County and say thank you. It's the least we can do to help the veterans who have done so much for us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Byland is on assignment. 7:12 in the morning. Gosh, November the 8th, pretty soon. Thanksgiving there, Bad Bob, and you're going to have to stuff yourself with turkey.
We'll little tryptophan.
Little tryptophan.
Intake there.
Yeah, Monday, which was yesterday, Joe Frazier. He was 67, died of liver cancer. Joe Frazier was, he probably epitomized the term champion and someone that fought so hard, that fought, you know, maybe even above his abilities, and will always be linked to Muhammad Ali. There was a genuine dislike for each other at one point in their careers, and of course, the fights they had were just it was soul searing to watch them fight. In the first fight, when Ali came back after being off from I believe it was the draft thing, and Frazier and he fought, and Frazier beat him in 15 rounds, including, and some people forget this, is that he knocked Ali down in the 15th round and won the decision. Ali came back and beat him. And as somebody said after the first fight, they probably should have both retired because they left it all there in that ring. But Joe Frazier afterwards got into movies and song and dance. He wasn't a great singer or dancer, but he was a tenacious fellow and was somebody that will always be linked to one of the greatest fighters in the world, Muhammad Ali. But if you're linked forever to one of the greatest fighters of all time, Muhammad Ali, aren't you also one of the greatest fighters of all time? So our thoughts go out to Joe Frazier today, a man that reached the very heights of his sport, of his endeavors. And you've got to applaud somebody that did that. And he was also a man of what I knew him, of a man of grace. And he did not besmirch the sport. Okay, what else is going on here? Our own Enterprise Starship. That's right. Those young men and women have just finished third in the whole nation as the most popular high school show choir in the United States. Third in the entire nation of the 20,000, if they received over 20,000 votes on this, but from schools throughout the nation, our own Starship Enterprise, Enterprise Starship, the choir from Enterprise High School found out Monday they placed third in the online poll from Parade Magazine. They had competed with 11 other show choirs from around the country for the honor. Now, they'd winnered those down from hundreds. And if you have you seen, if you've never seen the Starship, if you've never seen these young men and women, you have missed a lot. And, so, you know, we applaud Enterprise. We applaud their director, the, Dan Neese. And the whole thing is that, it's something, again, in Reading to be proud of. It's something in Reading that we can be proud of that happens. That happens for the positive. As we have, you know, the other day we were having, we had a get together with a number of young entrepreneurs in this town. And so you're thinking to yourself, you know, why did you come back here? I mean, everybody, you know, if you believe some of the things you read in the paper, or if you don't really look into, you know, what's happening, you say to yourself, why would you come back? Well, these were four young professionals, a doctor, a lawyer, insurance, and an entrepreneur. All of them, of course, entrepreneurs in that sense. And every one of them said that they had grown up here in Reading, they had gone off to school, and then they had left. They had left the city. And they had come back, some of them after 10 years. They were so happy they had come back to Reading. They believe in Reading. They believe that Reading has a future and that this is a place they want to grow their families, have their kids go to school here, and then they also prosper. It is probably was one of the most uplifting nights that I've had in a while, in the sense that I did not know any of these. I mean, I knew them, but not had ever sat down and talked to them. And it was so good that we're going to have a week that we're going to bring every one of these young men in and women, and we're going to talk about just how much they think of Reading and why they think Reading is going to be a success. We've been having these lately. We're going to keep building on these, that Reading has the potential, has the people, has the spirit. If we can just kind of drag along some of the fees and regulations and get the city and the county to come with us, that this can be a hotbed of entrepreneurship. Let's go to the phones. Jay.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jay.
I'm very proud of Mr. Neese and the Starship Enterprise. You know, many moons ago, I was in the Enterprise High School band and went on tour with the Starship. And Mr. Neese is a fantastic teacher. He's been doing this for quite a while with a huge amount of success. And I just wanted to give a shout out for them. Congratulations, Enterprise. Go EHS!
Okay, Jay. Yeah, we've got, you know, again, something to be proud of right here in Reading. All right, let's go to Coach Bob. Coach Bob, good morning. You're on. Hello, Coach Bob.
I hear his car door.
I hear you, Coach Bob.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make sure.
Hello?
Now.
Yeah, okay, we can hear
pull
you
the
now.
String tighter.
Hello?
Do we have each other, guys?
Yes, now we've got you, okay. Well, we've got you good.
Yeah. All right, thank you. I want to make a quick comment about Starship. Followed it since its inception. My daughter was in it the first 3 or 4 years. When Dan Neese came on board out of Santa Ynez, he brought with him a tremendous amount of fire in his belly to do what he does. They picked the right guy to take over for Ray Ashton when he left. He started it, came up from Las Vegas with his show pop ideas, which obviously went over really well. Here's the thing. You know, I've been in music all my life, as you're aware. I've been around music teachers and every other kind of teacher who, toward the end of their careers, usually go on autopilot and kind of half sleep through their jobs until they retire, with no offense meant to the teaching profession. It's typical in a lot of trades, so what can I say? Dan Neese, on the other hand, after 20-some years, has never lost the fire in his belly to do what he does. And that's impressive. Year after year after year, putting out the same quality product, never letting up, never falling asleep, never dozing off. And you got to You got to be impressed with that. That is hard to do.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying is that, again, it's something that is something for us to be proud of. Because these kids, I don't know how long you've been looking. I don't know how long. We've been here for 4 years. I don't know how long the Starship Enterprise has been around. But
1980s.
And they still, every year, are just outstanding.
Every single. And that takes, everything starts at the top.
Oh, yeah.
And it is the leadership. If it had let up at all, they wouldn't be where they are. And the kids are great, and that takes nothing away from the kids. The kids are responding to the stimulus that they're being given, and they are wonderful. There's tremendous talent in this area from the earliest ages on up through seniors. And what it takes is the leadership to keep it going, a new influx of kids, an outflux of kids that you lose. And you've got to regain all of those top singers and dancers, and to keep that all cohesive, what a trick!
Oh yeah,
what a trick!
It
so
is.
So I applaud Dan Neese, standing o for him, because 26 years, I think the paper said, that's a long time to keep it going year after year
it
after
is.
Year.
Anytime
baseball managers can't do that, and they can pay the best people in the world. He's doing it with previous.
Yeah, and he's doing it with a bunch of kids that have come up through the ranks there that are just excited about what they do. And this, you know what, this just establishes the Starship for another 26 years.
It does, and
right.
When he gets ready to retire, I know they'll search far and wide, and they'll find somebody equally qualified to replace him. But I tell you, it was a stroke of genius on the part of the Starship Parents Association, whatever it was called, I can't remember, but they sought out the right guy to take over, and boy, they got it.
Great. Okay,
really
Coach
did.
Bob.
Well, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir.
It.
All right, got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:22 in the morning. We come back, we're going to talk about Obama attacking seniors in the military and people of low income with his new tax plan. Didn't he promise that? No new taxes for the middle class and for those in the lower income classes? Well, wait till you hear this.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. Precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the year?
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, November 12th from 9 to 6, gather the girls up and come experience a day of fun, shopping, and glamour. Enter a drawing for a chance to win a 32-inch LCD TV or gift certificates to all 9 stores. There's a party at every store with savings up to 75% off. Buy one, get one, plus holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. Ladies, let's support local businesses and have fun while shop hopping together. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gifts, That Kitchen Place, Sulia's, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot, and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Shop Hop offers something for everyone with savings so big and activities at every store. Find us on the web at shophopreading.com for a list of stores, new sponsors, map, activities, and savings. Shop style, shop savings, shop local at this year's Shop Hop.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
That magical time of year is approaching once again. when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening, starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these 8 memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda. Bob, Linda's on assignment, 7:25 in the morning. Let's get rocking here. Okay, Obama's got, I don't understand. Is there two people in the White House? Is it Barry Obama and Barack Obama? He does two separate things at the same time. He says things. When he was running, he would never raise taxes on the lower income, most people with Social Security. He's going to take care of the military. Obviously all untruths. Here's the latest on this. Yeah, okay, and if you don't believe me, this comes out of the AP. Okay, take a look at the record search site, but this is the thing we've been following for a day or two. They're going to the Social Security increases that he's giving in the COLA, cost of living increases, to those people on Social Security. They are now going to be reduced under this new plan. His plan is to increase taxes for those in the low incomes, something he promised never to do. It's an election year. He's got a plan to raise taxes by $60 billion over the next decade because the annual adjustments to the tax brackets would be smaller. Who would this have widespread ramifications on? How about veterans' benefits? Pensions for federal workers and military personnel would be smaller, and over time, fewer people would qualify for Medicaid, Head Start, food stamps, high school lunch programs, and home heating assistance than under the current measure. Here's what I'm getting at, is if you're going to do that, then come out up front and say, hey, look, we've got a cut. We're going to do this. We're going to hit these people. But don't be saying we're just going after that 1%. Oh, no, no, it's those millionaires with those planes. That is crap. He is not telling the truth. He's going after everybody. And this is a plan that the Democrats are supporting, and they're supporting it big time. They're talking about annual increases in the standard deductions and personal exemptions will become smaller. Again, people with less money are going to be hit on this. It would let policymakers gradually cut benefits and increase taxes in a way that might not be readily apparent to most Americans. Okay, let me say that again. It would let policymakers gradually cut benefits and increase taxes in a way that might not be readily apparent to most Americans. Charges at first would be small, and then they would just keep getting more and more, generating about $200 billion in the first decade and much more. As you can probably imagine, the seniors are against this. They're fighting this. But, hey, Obama, this is his idea. They're coming in. It was floated by the Obama administration, and he's behind it.
So this is the frog in the saucepan thing again.
Yeah, this is the thing where, you just keep turning up the heat a little bit at a time, and all of a sudden the frog's cooked. Now, and then he comes out. And he says, oh, hey, I'm out here to help the veterans. Our veterans did their job. Well, how would you know what their job is? But anyway, they did their job. It's time for Congress to do theirs. It's time for them to put the country before party. Obama, you are such a hypocrite. What can I say? Let's talk about this. Oh, we're going to help him with the jobs. And it's true. What has he done up to now? But it's an election year. Veterans come home. 12% unemployment, much higher than the average, national average. So what about the 1 million backlog of cases in the VA? What about new regulations to force the military out of their jobs? What about the reduction in medical care, increased fees for the retired military? What about all these things? Oh, we're going to help them get jobs. Well, I tell you what, you can't help anybody get a job in this administration. Just what is he doing? What are all these things? Does he know what's going on? All right. I feel better now. Ooh. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to have some really talented young people in here talking about Andy for a few minutes, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Ron Paul. Ron Paul was in that town hall meeting last night, and for some reason, Bill O'Reilly would not count the votes that came in. We're going to talk about that. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, the markets are edging higher in early morning trading as investors focus their attention on the developments in Italy and the rest of Europe. Italian lawmakers have begun debate on ratifying that country's finances. The Italian Chamber of Deputies will then vote on the financial measure, and failure to pass it could signal Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has lost control of the center-right coalition government. Failure could also trigger a confidence vote on Berlusconi as pressure mounts for him to step down. Investors are focusing on Italy as the next potential problem in the region's debt crisis. A new Greek prime minister could be named by this evening, according to Greek government officials. Outgoing Prime Minister George Papandreou held an emergency cabinet meeting, and the entire cabinet offered their resignations to pave the way for a new coalition government. Papandreou says he will step down once a plan is in place. The coalition government will retain power until new elections can be held. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. I'm here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is. Buy 4 select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
It's a big event, Mike.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 11/30/11.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order, and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallons. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Terry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 7:35 in the morning, November the 8th. Good morning. Okay, we talked a little bit. We're going to change gears here a little bit after the last rant. But we've got some great people in here with us. And, in fact, I haven't been surrounded by this many young people since I was mugged in Mexico City. Joining us is Romney Clements and her main characters from the UPrep fall musical Annie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. Romney.
Yes.
What is your job with this?
I am the director.
You are.
I am.
So, and you have to keep track of all of these.
I do.
And
they laugh.
Do you have things like little shock collars you put around their necks or anything you can push buttons and just stop them?
You know, I don't, but I've really been thinking about investing in some of those.
Tell us about Annie.
Annie is a musical based off the old Little Orphan Annie comic strip. It has a great message of hope and optimism. It's our fall musical, a couple really famous songs from Annie that you probably would recognize is Tomorrow and Easy Street and...
It's just a great musical. I mean, I remember seeing it back when I was a little bit younger, and it became a movie with Albert Finney.
Yeah, and Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett was mm-hmm. in that, mm-hmm. and it was a great movie. But I see budding geniuses here. Is this what I'm seeing?
Yes, they are budding geniuses.
Budding geniuses.
Except for the ones who already are geniuses.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they're in full bloom.
Well, let's talk about Annie. Where's Annie? Is she here?
We actually have two Annies.
Well, come on, Annies. Come on up. And Skylar Leek?
Right here.
Okay. Hi. And Courtney Blank?
Yep.
Okay, why is there two of you?
Well, they double casted us, so I play three shows and then she plays three shows. It's actually really nice because you can ask them anything if you have any questions without going immediately to the director, so
okay.
It's kind of nice. Yes.
All right. So how long did it take? Have you been in, how you two have been in, what, in theater your whole lives?
For a long time, yeah.
And so how old are you?
I'm 12.
Yeah, me too.
And you're 12, so you've been in it a long time. Wow.
Yeah.
I have boots older than you. Okay. In fact, Bob has socks older than you. Okay, so why did you really enjoy theater?
Yes.
You do.
A lot, yeah.
Now, I heard you two sing the other night on my wife's show.
Oh, really?
So, are we going to be able to hear just a quick song from you two from your roles in Annie?
Do you want us to sing together or sing?
Well, each one of you sing something different.
Why don't you do what you did the other night?
Yeah, do what you did the other night. It was really nice.
Okay. I'll be singing Maybe because it's my favorite song.
Okay.
Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. He may be pouring her coffee, she may be straightening his tie. Maybe in a house, all hidden by a hill. She's sitting playing piano, he's sitting paying a bill.
Okay. All right. Okay. And you?
I will be singing Tomorrow. Yeah. That's probably my favorite song, really. Upbeat and happy. So, okay. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none.
Okay. Well, bravo.
Yeah,
you guys, you know what? You know, UPrep, besides just having a bunch of talented young people in there, is y'all are a bunch of brains, too. And we're really proud of UPrep. We've had your superintendent in here before and talking about UPrep. In fact, when I was, believe it or not, a substitute teacher several years ago, I came out and taught at UPrep few times. Yeah, I taught Latin out there. Luckily, nobody knew Latin because I knew Latin. I could say Semper Fidelis, which, you know, always faithful. That was about it from the Marine Corps. Okay, let me see. Daddy Warbucks. Where's Daddy?
Yes.
Come here, Daddy. Get in here. Who's your daddy? All right. Alec Burris. Is that correct?
Alec Burris, yes.
Okay, Alec. Tell us about Daddy Warbucks. Do you get to shave? How come you haven't shaved your head yet?
I need this hair. But also because there's bald caps that we've purchased.
Bald caps.
So that's good.
That's good. So how long have you been acting, Alec?
Since I was in the womb.
Oh, can we say womb? Hit that dump button. It's too late now. We've already said womb. Okay.
All right. Bad.
All right. So this is you. I'll just ask you, but is there several plays a year that you all do over there at UPrep?
We do one musical in the fall and a play in the spring.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got a couple of tickets we're going to give away. We're going to talk to a couple more of the cast members. We're going to say how you can get tickets, where it's going to be, when it's going to be. But we've got all that here just coming back.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, 7:40 in the morning, November 8th. It looks like it's 51 degrees out there today. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There's a place that's like no other. You gotta get there before you die. You don't get there by playing from the rule book.
You stack the aces.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant black tie gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Escape for a fabulous evening of exotic cuisine and entertainment during the Taste of Greece at Mercy Oaks on Saturday, November 12th. Enjoy a mouth-watering array of authentic Greek dishes and pastries, followed by Greek dancing and music. Your $40 donation helps support the St. George Greek Orthodox Church Building Fund. Seating is limited. Call Nina Pappas for reservations at 246-8809. That's 246-8809. The Taste of Greece, Saturday, November 12th at Mercy Oaks, just off College View Drive.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:45 in the morning. We have the cast of Annie here from UPrep. They're having their fall theater extravaganza.
Yes.
You are. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm talking to Romney Clements, but we have the whole cast here. So everybody kind of quickly introduce yourselves one more time in the part you play. Start over here, Daddy Warbucks. Just come on up.
I'm Alec Burris, and I play Daddy Warbucks.
Okay, next.
My name is Lane Simmons, and I play Rooster.
My name is Jobin Gill, and I play Grace Farrell.
My name is Zainab Malik, and I play one of the Hannigans.
My name is Natalie Lavolsi, and I play the other Hannigan.
Lavolsi, does I know you, don't I? Do I know your mother?
I don't know.
Does she play the harp?
No, that's my aunt.
Oh, your aunt. Okay, yes. I don't know you, but I know your aunt very well. What a wonderful harpist she is.
Yeah, she's great.
She is absolutely great. But you kind of look like the family a little bit.
Oh,
well,
thank you. Let's
think. Okay, did I get everybody there? Okay. Romney, tell us, when's it going to be? How do you get tickets, the whole thing?
Okay, we open this Friday, November 11th. We have an evening performance Friday night, and then a matinee on Saturday the 12th, and an evening performance on the 12th, and then the same thing the next weekend on the 18th and 19th. It's all at the David Marr Auditorium in the Shasta Learning Center. And you can actually get tickets. We have four different ticket outlets. We have the Real Estate Group on Hilltop Drive, Anderson Florist, Platinum Salon, and at UPrep. So we kind of have it on each side of town.
Okay, Anderson Florist and Gifts in Anderson next to the Burrito Bandito.
Yes.
And you can also purchase tickets tonight at the show at the door. We have $10 for adults, $7 for students. If you have here's a phone number for you, 245-2790, and we have a ticket we're going to give away. We're going to give away two tickets, but one at a time. One for the 2 p.m. matinee on the 19th of November. That's a week from this coming Saturday. And one for the same thing, Saturday, November 12th, a 2 p.m. matinee. We have one ticket for each one of those. So the first person that calls gets the one for the 12th. 605-4567. Give us a call for a ticket, and then we'll give away the second one later on. Okay, that's 605-4567, and you get a ticket to Annie from UPrep. You know, this is great. You all are very, very talented, and I mean, just seeing everybody here is we're talking about things that are positive about Reading, and you all are positive. You all are a positive part of Reading.
Well, and so many of them are graduates, I guess you could say, of other performing groups in town. A lot of them have performed with Kids Unlimited and with the dance project, Cascade Christmas, and so they're very active in a lot of theater around
town. How many
of
y'all are in the Kids Unlimited? Is that right? I saw my first Kids Unlimited this year, and it was great. And that was the one, it was just nonstop. I can't say enough about it. We talked about it for a day or two after that on the show. You all are so good. And, I mean, it was just really, really enjoyable watching y'all. I mean, just energy.
Yeah, and any kind of community theater like that just, you know, helps those of us who are in educational theater even more because they're just getting extra experience. Which is great.
Well, you know, I understand that there may be movie studios moving here and production studios, so that they're always looking, you know, to see what the local talent is, and we've got a lot of local talent in Reading. I mean,
yep.
I'm surprised we've got two major or three major theater companies that work, you know, with older people in them that have plays all the time. This is just fantastic. So I would recommend that everybody, when you get a chance, you go see Annie. It's going to be on the 11th at, give me the times again. I know it's 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th.
The evening performances are at 7 o'clock, and the matinees are at 2 o'clock.
On November 12th and the 19th. We'll give these tickets away. Mm-hmm. One at a time is usually a little bit harder than giving away two at a time.
Sure.
Okay, again, at the David Marr Auditorium, and this is the University Preparatory School presents their fall musical, Annie. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Hey, great job. Okay, hey, when we cut. What?
How about a chorus?
Yeah, something. Be singing about something.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
The sun will come out.
Tomorrow. So we gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may. Tomorrow. I love ya. Tomorrow. You're always a day away.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years. From rock chips to cracks, a quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster.
241-8373. 241-8373.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, November 13th.
As we bring you The Further Adventures of Phoebe and Maude.
A comedy about two salty gals who go through life following their feet and their hearts, but rarely their heads.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You're blinded not by the light, but by the brilliance that comes emitting from this station. Not by me. That we had in here, a bunch of these young people in here. What talented bunch they are. 7:52 in the morning, it's November the 8th. It's 51 degrees out there, 530-605-4567 is our number. And we're streaming live and chatting. Okay, you chat-packed group, you ravenous group of political experts. You've been talking, I've been reading, I've been listening. So we're going to be talking Ron Paul, but first, the group backing a recall of Shasta Lake City Councilperson Dolores Lucero will be holding a rally at 5 p.m. this afternoon in Shasta Lake City at the Claire Engel Park, located at Front and Media Avenues in Shasta Lake, admissions free. However, Dolores Lucero has called and said she wants listeners to know she will be there with a group to counter the recall, and she is asking for as many of her supporters as possible to show up in support of her efforts to fight corruption. It doesn't matter if you live in or outside of Shasta Lake City. Any area supporters are invited. So, a recall of Shasta Lake City Councilperson Dolores Lucero is going to be holding a rally today at 5 p.m. And there will be a counter rally led by Dolores Lucero and her supporters. Well, that ought to be a fun event, you know. What do you think, Bad Bob? Call out the National Guard here?
Nothing quite like local politics.
I love it. You know what? I love this. You know, the fact is that the Record Searchlight's taking sides. You know, we don't take sides, but Record Searchlight has. Let's talk about Ron Paul. Ron Paul is, you know, last night we had on the town hall meeting with Bill O'Reilly. And Bad Bob, you were here for the whole thing. And Ron Paul, you know, so they had just a non-binding, hey, who do you like the best?
Right, poll, right? Telephone and email.
Yeah.
And apparently some overzealous supporters of Mr. Paul tried to skew the results by voting early and voting often, as the saying goes in Chicago. And Mr. Paul's results were therefore disqualified. Now, I'm sure that his supporters are going to say, this is all part of the plot to silence Mr. Paul. But
is Ron Paul getting his due amount? Okay, out there, our listeners in our chat pack, is Ron Paul getting his due from the media? Are they paying enough attention? Is this man truly have an impact on politics? Will he have an impact on the election? Does he have a chance to win the presidency? Does his ideas that some people have been coming around to, are they something that need to be grasped and explored further? I mean, we have Herman Cain who was, oh, yeah, he's in the front. And then, of course, they've come out of the woodwork. Here's, you know, oh, my God. Sexual harassment. And Gloria Allred, of all people, I mean, what a surprise that was. Was that a surprise when Gloria got into this? Cain, come clean. You know what? They're just going to keep doing it because they found he was weak. He was weak when he came out with that first announcement afterwards. I mean it. When he said, what about the sexual harassment thing? Oh, I don't remember that. No, you go after him.
Okay, bye.
So people are calling in and...
A comment from a listener that Herman Cain called up Ron Paul says, hey, you want some of my publicity?
Yeah. You know, Herman Cain, who was, was still collecting millions in the, from his supporters. And then the next one comes out. How much do you want to bet there's probably, they're just finding people that even know who Herman Cain is. Maybe they don't even have to know who Herman Cain is. And they'll start trotting them out like that. Because the last thing the left wants is a conservative black man running for office against Obama. He'll take him apart. And, of course, that's not what they want. That would be just too harsh. And Herman Cain's a businessman. He's worked in the military. The whole shooting match. Ron Paul. Ron Paul has got ideas on how to bring the country back. The thing about with Ron Paul is what's working against him? The fact he's a libertarian, the fact that he says that he doesn't believe in going to war or I guess unless it's an officially declared war, which is probably not a bad idea.
Well, last night during the commentary with Bill O'Reilly, he basically, he's a hardcore constitutionalist, and one of the things that people have a problem with is that if something is not specifically enumerated in the Constitution, like Social Security, he would want to do away with it. Now, obviously, that isn't going to happen. There's far too much infrastructure to start dismantling on the spot, but that's basically his position, and that does resonate with people.
Well, what you could start dismantling is the Department of Energy, Department of Education, because what have happened? Right now through edict, Obama has given them so much power that it's unbelievable. Now all the school loans, all the college loans are going to start coming through the Department of Education. Where did that say? Where did that come out of the Constitution? What is the Department of Education, and why is that here, and why is it getting so much money? Department of Energy. Has the Department of Energy, since Carter put it in, fixed anything? Have they fixed anything? I don't think so. It's gotten worse. All right. No, we're bringing her on.
Okay, stand by.
Come on. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Tell me about Ron Paul.
Well,
we got 2 minutes, and then we can go.
I know. I've been told to keep it brief. As far as Ron Paul is concerned, I think he's beginning to get more and more coverage, much more than he has the other two times that he's run, because people are finally beginning to realize that what he's talking about and his concerns are becoming so major. He just saw them coming down the loop, and now they are big concerns. And the other candidates, if you pay attention, are slowly, as you had mentioned, taking on his causes. They're saying, oh man, he's right about the Fed. They do have too much power. And they're starting to say, well, the states need to start taking over. And, that's what Ron Paul wants to do, is to bring the voting power back to the people on a more local level and get the Fed and all those tax dollars that we spend under control, instead of just spending them without our knowledge and without our authority and, doing whatever. So I think Ron Paul's beginning to, start getting his name out there more, and people are having a hard time not listening to him, especially when the other candidates are picking up on his message. And I think that, yes, he would make a great president, because what he wants to do is to do what has to be done, which will be done eventually, but he wants to do it in an orderly fashion before all hell breaks loose and everything just falls apart. He wants to try to have some control over
20
the
seconds.
Madness.
Okay. Hey, Sharon.
Yes.
I think you're right. I think that people are starting to look at Ron Paul closer
he
now.
He is. And
he's
Carl,
been
you're
around.
Starting to stand up, and I'm really proud of KCNR.
He always stands up on the show.
Thanks a lot.
Hey. Miss a lot with Carl and Linda Bach.
All right. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Fast and Furious
should never have happened, and it must never happen again.
Attorney General Eric Holder facing more questions about the program. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Senate.
The nation's top law enforcement officer admits mistakes in Fast and Furious, an ATF operation meant to track the flow of illegal guns between the U.S. and Mexico.
This operation was flawed in its concept and flawed in its execution.
Ranking Republican Senator Charles Grassley calls Fast and Furious a total failure.
I'm eager to hear from the Attorney General who he plans to hold accountable.
House Republicans have subpoenaed documents related to the operation, believing Holder may have misled Congress during earlier testimony. Dave.
Jared, there are more help wanted signs out. Employers advertised 7% more jobs in September than August. That's the most in 3 years. Why is Sharon Bialik, the fourth human Herman Cain accuser?
And the other women came forward, which they sort of did, really didn't. And they couldn't speak or didn't want to speak, right. I had to do it.
Bialik claims Cain groped her in 1997. He told ABC's Jimmy Kimmel last night.
There's not an ounce of truth in all of these accusations.
The Republican presidential candidate will further deny this new allegation at a news conference later today. The day after two top Penn State officials were charged with covering up sex abuse allegations involving a former coach, iconic head coach Joe Paterno faces questions. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in State College, Pennsylvania.
Dave, Joe Paterno says he won't answer questions during his press conference today about child sex abuse allegations involving his former assistant, Jerry Sandusky, but students here at Penn State want to know why the police were never called.
They all reported it to their higher-ups, but there was never any follow-through.
Students here also tell us they expect more school officials will step down because of this scandal, Dave.
Jeff, on Wall Street, not much action. The Dow is just down 3 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We all see the ads on TV. Some new gadget at a great price. Then, wait for a limited time. Get two gadgets for pennies more. And oh yes, there's an extra handling fee. Ah, watch out for that handling fee. Some people are like those gadgets and their extra charges. Good on the job, a workplace value. But in the break room, one-on-one, their immaturity, insecurity, or rudeness undoes the good they do. In other words, some people come with a high handling fee. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good work is step one, but how well do we work with others? Skip the handling fee in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Italy's prime minister comes up short in a key vote in parliament as Greece also looks for new leadership amid financial troubles. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
It was a vote on Italy's budget.
Onorevoli colleghi, prima di dare la parola.
Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi winning that vote, but a majority of deputies abstained, meaning he can no longer count on a majority in parliament. Opponents today demanding he quit. Meanwhile, borrowing costs for Italy's government spiking today to a new high. Investors demanding the kind of bond yields that forced Portugal and Ireland to request a bailout. And in Greece today, a second day of talks to agree on a prime minister to lead that country until early elections next year. Dave?
Well, Alistair, it's election day across America. Mississippi and Kentucky will elect governors, and there are ballot initiatives.
In Ohio, Issue 2 would repeal a law that limits the collective bargaining rights of public workers, and the Tea Party is backing a measure to block federal health care mandates from taking effect. Mississippians are voting on the Personhood Initiative, which would declare that life begins at fertilization. Opponents say
we'll continue to lobby, we'll continue to push, we'll continue to combat for women's rights.
They say Initiative 26 would put a woman's life at risk. Supporters like this doctor disagree.
We always try to save the mother and the baby now, but if we can't, the mother's life takes precedence. And after this, the mother's life would still take precedence.
A measure in Washington state would privatize liquor sales and create new taxes on the sale of alcohol. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
As Conrad Murray awaits sentencing for killing Michael Jackson, the prosecutor doesn't think he might get a lot of jail time because of overcrowded jail conditions. Muhammad Ali says the world has lost a great champion. Joe Frazier, dead of liver cancer at 67, and Ali says he admired and respected him, but it's not always what he said.
There will be a killer and a thriller and a killer when I get the gorilla in Manila.
Frazier hated Ali for taunts like that. He beat Ali in their first fight, then lost in the famed thriller in Manila. George Foreman, who twice knocked Frazier out, called Smokin' Joe a dear friend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and about 8:05 in the morning. It's November the 8th, and Linda's on assignment. But we have Bad Bob with the weather. And if,
as soon as that button goes down,
push that button, which turns on your turns on your microphone.
Well, I had the wrong temperature written up on the board a while ago, Carl. It is in fact about 38 degrees in downtown Reading.
I've been tired by 51.
Today's high should be near 63 under partly cloudy skies, and then tonight's low around 41, and again 36 degrees right now in Reading. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, Holly Day is going to be out there this weekend, and she is just really a fine entertainer. If you want to get reservations, which you're going to need, call at 474-5546 and ask for the music room, because if you don't ask for the music room, they usually fill up pretty quick, and it's what a great place. Go on up there this weekend and enjoy the music, enjoy the ambiance. The food is just outstanding. The servers are very, very friendly, and of course, RC and Chicken are always there for the dinners to greet the people that come to Anselmo's restaurant there at Seven Hills. Also, you've got to start thinking about New Year's Eve party. They're having a huge one out there with an 18-piece band, casino night. They're going to provide transportation from town up there and back for people who don't want to, you know, drive up and down the curves there. They will be providing transportation. Oh, it's just a great dinner and the whole thing. But give them a call about that, because you're going to need reservations for that, too, at 474-5546. Okay, hey, our guest today, and we'll be getting to him in just a second, is Gregory Cheadle, who is going head-to-head, mano-a-mano, with Congressman Wally Herger. And and I've got a lot of questions for Greg. And in fact, you know, I met Greg before he even announced on another thing that was coming along, so it's really interesting to see how he has progressed from that one moment to where he is right now. But we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes here, see what else is going on. Okay, we talked about in the last hour we talked about the Obama administration and what they're doing with the new taxes, and it's kind of a sleight of hand how they're, oh, you're getting raises for Social Security and on the veterans' retirement and all these. But at the same time, they're getting ready to pass these taxes that are going to take it away from them, that this is going to raise billions and billions, $200 billion in tax raises. And who's it going to hit? It's going to hit those who can least afford it. They are not the 1% they're going to be taxing. Oh, no, 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 my friends. It's going to be you. It's going to be me. It's going to be our kids. It's not going to be Obama's buddies, the fat cats up in the unions and Hollywood and all that. That's not who's getting hit. It's you and me and the military. At the same time, well, we want to get military jobs. Well, it must be an election year because Obama's paying attention to the military. And, oh, let's help him get jobs. Well, maybe you should. They're at a 12% rate of unemployment out there, well above the 9.1% rate that the rest of the nation is in, and that's a doldrum. And yet you don't mention how you're cutting back on their on the medical benefits for the military, how you're forcing them out, how you're how people that are on retirees right now have over doubled their cost of co-payments or their shares. It's more than doubled what they've paid. So, you know, all these things is, you know, it looks great on the headline, but look what he's doing. I'm sorry. We've already talked about that. Then we talked about Ron Paul, and we talked about, you know, is he coming back? Is he coming back up into the, is there more and more media attention to him? All right. But, you know, one of the things we always enjoy here at 710 and 810 in the morning, 910, is when we go to the Wells Fargo Advisor. And with our market minute. Susan Eastman, good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Well, the major averages have actually turned negative. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points at 12,043. The S&P 500 is down a point at 1259. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 2 points at 2693. Active stocks on the big board, we have Intel up 17 cents at 2445. Microsoft is up 3 cents at 26.83, and Apple is up $5.42 at $405.07. Turning to local stocks of interest, Safeway is up 4 cents at 19.72. Costco is down 33 cents at 83.83. And taking a look at commodities, gold is up $1.70 at $17.92.80 per ounce, and silver's down 4 cents at $34.78, and crude oil is up 63 cents, trading at $96.16 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. You know, we really enjoy this part of the show, too, as we get that market minute. Again, at 710, 810, 906 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest, Gregory Cheeto, is here and looking very spiffy, and he looks like he's ready for a fight. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:10 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Escape for a fabulous evening of exotic cuisine and entertainment during the Taste of Greece at Mercy Oaks on Saturday, November 12th. Enjoy a mouth-watering array of authentic Greek dishes and pastries, followed by Greek dancing and music. Your $40 donation helps support the St. George Greek Orthodox Church Building Fund. Seating is limited. Call Nina Pappas for reservations at 246-8809. That's 246-8809. The Taste of Greece, Saturday, November 12th at Mercy Oaks, just off College View Drive.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our favorite people down there, Joe and Shelley, discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's. It's 38 degrees outside. So you're saying, gosh, you know what? I need to get something hot into my body. And so there you go, down to Espresso Joe's and get their special coffees and, you know, their hot lattes and all this. Great service, great prices. You can buy a, you know, you can buy a latte there and not have to hawk your car to get it. Also, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And like I said, Joe and Shelley have discounts for veterans, and they support this community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Gregory Cheadle. Gregory, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. So glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here.
I made it.
You made it here. Okay, now, we want to... Gregory is running against the incumbent.
Sir Wally Herger.
Congressman Wally Herger. And the let's tell us, you know, let our audience know a little bit about who you are, Greg.
Oh, my goodness.
Where did you come from? Are you from around here?
I've been in Reading for a little over 10 years now. I was in Oakland prior to coming here. Real estate broker, I build luxury playhouses for children, BA in psychology and did pre-med as well, did a master's in public administration with option in healthcare administration, and now I'm in my very last year of law school.
That's right. So, and you're over going to at which law school?
Oh, I'm down at Cal Northern in Chico.
Okay. We met you when you and a friend of yours came in, and we were kicking around the idea of a psychologist in law show. And that was an interesting thing. But y'all's
that was a good concept.
It was a good concept. Yeah. I don't know what happened to that. Y'all just
our
were like
time,
your timing was a little strange,
man. I mean, he's busy. I'm busy. And that was before even announcing that I was going to run.
That's right. So why did you announce? I mean, do you have like years of political experience here?
I have absolutely no political experience, and I'm proud of it. Proud of it.
I'm not laughing, but the reason people might think I'm laughing. You know, the fact is do you have to have a political experience to be an effective representative of the people?
I don't think so. When you look at the Constitution, the qualifications for congressmen, minor. I think what's important is that you have to have other skills. You have to be able to communicate. That communication is very important. For Congress, you have to be able to understand and know the issues. Having a law degree is going to be so beneficial for me with respect to legislation. And having a background in healthcare, that helps as well. So those are some of the other things that are going to be beneficial for me as far as going into that environment, being able to deal with all these things and be able to communicate, people know the issues, be able to understand the issues, and be able to convey the meaning of those issues to my constituents.
Okay, how would you describe yourself politically?
Conservative. Fiscal conservative.
Fiscally conservative?
Definitely.
Okay. Republican?
Republican.
Okay. That's just in case people didn't know.
Oh, thank you.
Well, no, I mean, just... we have to ask because...
We assume many things, too.
Well, you know, it's not that. We've had people sneak in here that were Democrats.
Oh.
And didn't want to say it. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, they're in here and they're running for something, and so then the question comes out of the chat room, Republican or Democrat, and it's like... You know, their eyes get big. Oh, I'm a Democrat. Well, there's nothing wrong with being a Democrat. The fact is that that's the party that you support. They're the closest to having, mm-hmm. you know, your values and all that. Okay. Well, then let's start talking about a few things that you've seen. Okay. Now, Wally Herger has been there for
25 years. 25 years this
25
year.
25 years this year. And he has said he's running again.
Yes.
So 25 years. What is where? How would you attack 25 years?
Well, I think that
when I say attack, I mean how do you? I mean this man has got 25 years of being reelected, and is 12 times of being reelected. So how do you go after somebody like this?
I'm not going after Herger necessarily. What I'm doing, I'm doing my part. You know, I have a right, I have a duty, given this long train of abuses and usurpations that's leading us down this road to despotism. I have a right, I have a duty help throw off this government. And so my job is to do that. I don't, if people look at Herger's record and they're happy with that, that's fine. I look at Herger's record and I'm not happy with it, and that's why I'm out doing these things. I don't like the idea of having voted for the stimulus. I don't like the idea of having voted for TARP. I don't like the idea of having the deficit raised at all, or the national debt raised at all. I'm against those things. And so that's why I'm running, because I'm fed up with that stuff. I'm fed up with the status quo and having this country go down the road that it's going down.
Do you see, when you align yourself with a political party, which, I mean, most people have to if you're going to do anything.
Right.
I mean, do you find that being a problem to yourself? That, because just the things you said is that the Republican Party's voted for this and voted for that, and, you know, Congressman Herger votes pretty much along the party line.
I think it can become an issue. When the party is hijacked by special interests, that's when you have a problem. I am one for principle over party. If my party is going down a road that I disagree with, I will not vote along those lines. I will vote along the lines of principle, not party.
Okay. Our guest is Greg Lucido, running for the office of United States Congressman for our district here. Thanks for helping me there. We got a lot of questions in the chat room here, okay. Gregory. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking.
All right.
That's always a big question in the chat pack. Carl, okay. Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:20 in the morning. It's 38 degrees out there. Join us after these messages.
Family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjrudding.com.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Links, the Clear Creek Sports Club, Bastiani Arms in Redding, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Adamson's Peak Performance. For now through Thanksgiving, mention this ad and get $100 in DotFit nutritional supplements. Free with purchase of any regularly priced personal training package. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, November 13th.
As we bring you The Further Adventures of Phoebe and Maude.
A comedy about two salty gals who go through life following their feet and their hearts, but rarely their heads.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. We're walking on sunshine here. 8:23 in the morning, November the 8th. Yeah. Our guest is Gregory Cito. He's running for the United States Congressional District here against the incumbent. We got a lot of questions coming through the chat room here. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
The first question is, how do you feel about illegals being in the states here or in the states, and what would you do to close the borders, if anything?
Well, I think the issue is we've got to stop them coming over. We've got to stop rewarding them from coming over. Right now, with the passage of the DREAM Acts 1 and 2 in California, that serves an incentive to have them come over. So there are several things that we need to do. We need to address the issue of anchor babies in the United States. Women coming over here to deliver their children, having born in a hospital here in the United States, that's an issue. We've got to deal with the illegal immigrants in our prison system. I think it's 29% of all people in prison in the United States, and roughly 50% of the people in prison in California are illegals. That's the thing. And the other thing we have to do is stop providing the benefits that illegals come over here for as well, as far as education, health care. Those are major issues. Those are incentives for them to come over here. And so we need to treat government the same way government wants to treat the private sector with respect to finding them. Why in the world does government want to condemn a contractor for hiring an illegal, but yet and still that same government goes around and rewards these illegals? So those are things that we have to address.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here. Roberta, good morning. You're live on KCNR. Do you have a question for Mr. Cheadle?
Yeah, I had two, if I may.
Sure.
One, I was wondering what his thoughts were on homeschooling, and then the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education. And the other question, I was wondering if he would call himself pro-life or is he pro-abortion?
I definitely believe in homeschool. I homeschooled all three of my children.
Oh, good.
I think it's the best way to go. I, as a parent, it's my job to educate my children, not the state's. With
That's
respect
right.
to pro-life, pro-choice, I'm definitely pro-life. I get
Thank
beat
you.
Up about that a lot, but yet and still, I'm pro-life.
Oh, good. Well, that's the job of government, to protect life, liberty, and property. So it's a good side to be on, and even if you get beat up. Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Roberta. Well, you just don't pity-pat around, do you?
No.
And that's good.
No.
So what about the Department of Education? I mean, not everybody's going to homeschool their kids.
Right. I mean, the way our society is right now, with the demise of the family, you know, we have to have the school system in place for those who, the single parents and those who are underemployed. The Department of Education on the national level, I don't know why it exists. I don't know what its purpose is. I think we run a danger of having it become more and more involved in education, because now we begin to have this uniformity across the board with all 50 states. That's going to become an issue. There were some issues a couple years ago with respect to the Department of Education putting these certain requirements in the colleges and universities. We have major problems there. Education belongs at the very least at the state level, not the federal level.
So how about doing away with the Department of Education? Is that something that
would
you would support?
I would support it.
Okay.
We don't need it.
I just saw as well, President Obama, through edict, has just made them the major lender, the only lender.
Yeah.
For school loans.
Well, that went through with the health care bill when it was passed. They threw that on there with respect to bringing the student loans and getting it out of the private sector and bringing it in the government.
That's well. What do you think of that?
It's frightening, because now, let's say for instance, the worst enemy you can have is the federal government. So let's say for instance, you go through your school, you get your loans and whatever. And suddenly you can't work. You don't find a job. Now, government can say, we won't give you anything. We won't give you any government benefits whatsoever. The IRS can take anything it wants from you. If you happen to have a house, that house may be in jeopardy. Put a lien on it. Any number of things that this particular collection agency, the federal government, can do, will do. They can take your licenses away, things like that. And so it gives me the chills to think that now the world's worst collection agency is going to be in your back if you don't pay these loans back.
That's a, you know, it's a,
you know, I never even thought of it from that side of it. I just thought of the fact is now they were taking it away. They were having, bringing, sucking in more people into depending on the government.
Right.
And, but then this is just a whole new way of looking at it because what do they said? They've hired another 18,000 IRS agents, you know, on these things. So if you, now if you got the government on you, it's not like having a private firm, you know, so this is the government who can, because at that point you're going to have chips inserted, I'm sure, at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
You can get the loan, but you have to have a chip inserted underneath your armpit, like your dog.
Right.
And so they can follow you around,
you know, monitor your cell phone, have everything.
There you go.
You sold your soul to the devil.
Well, the devil, I don't know, maybe a little bit strong there. But, you know, these are things that, but, you know, the government keeps chipping away. And like this thing, I mean.
Bit by bit,
they keep adding a little bit more and trying to pull more people into the system where they can then control.
Yeah.
And this whole thing is a control thing. Right. And, you know, and the funny thing is people on both sides see this thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, where did this come from? How did this start? It didn't just start yesterday. And it didn't just start with Obama. You know, so, I mean, this has been going on for decades. And
well,
it just gets more, it seems like. And even if you could push them back, they've already established, like, that new beachhead.
Mm-hmm.
You can push them back, but just back to that beachhead. So,
well, and see, for the longest, a lot of us have been like ostriches with our heads in the sand. But now those things can't be ignored.
Yeah. You know, it can't be. And so it's just a okay. We're going to take a break here for the news. And when we come back, let's start talking healthcare, because you said
it.
You have some background in healthcare, about the healthcare plan, where you see that's going for Americans. Well, we want to talk about energy, and mm-hmm. there's a few bunch of other questions coming in here. If you've got a question for candidate Cheeto, please give us a call at 605-4567.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. How did American guns wind up in the hands of Mexican criminals using a government conduit? Operation Fast and Furious is the subject of questions being asked of Attorney General Eric Holder, who says he raised his own questions when he found out about it.
I was bothered by it, offended by it, concerned about it, and I ordered the Inspector General to investigate it and also issued a directive to the field to make clear that gun walking was not appropriate, was inconsistent with Justice Department policy, and should not occur.
Holder testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee. A federal appeals court in Washington says President Obama's health care law is constitutional, siding with a lower court ruling that says it's okay for the government to require citizens to carry minimum health care insurance. The whole matter is expected to ultimately be decided on by the Supreme Court, probably sometime next year. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning, November the 8th. Linda's on assignment. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. You walk in and car and track, NRA, heads on the wall, the whole shooting match there. We're talking a barbershop, not a styling salon. Bad Bob goes there and gets his whole body trimmed. That was the funny thing. They charge you extra. Do they charge you for all that hair on your back and all that? Do they do that too, or is that just kind of like?
No, we wake out the weed whacker.
Do that? Okay, good enough. All right. Hey, that's Cypress Square Barbershop. They support our community. They support our veterans. Support them. What can I say? They're right off Athens Avenue. Go there. Say hello. Tell them Carl sent you. They will giggle and laugh. You'll get nothing from that. Okay, our guest, Gregory Cito, running against the incumbent Wally Herger for the Congress. And we have Donna on the line. Donna, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to ask the candidate if he has had military experience, and also, where does he stand on Second Amendment rights, since only free people have the right to keep and bear arms?
Oh, Donna, thank you for your call. I've not been in the military. I am definitely pro Second Amendment rights. Go look in my car.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, well.
I assume that means that you're all for the Second Amendment, that you believe in concealed carry.
I believe in concealed carry.
You believe in the people's right to own and bear arms.
You better believe it.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, Donna, what was the other one?
You had military experience.
Oh, military experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. What?
I did answer it.
I'm sorry. I was reading the chat.
Carl, you're so busy. You're multitasking.
I can't do that. So I was just reading my other things that were coming in, too. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Healthcare. You've got a background in healthcare. And so the Obama healthcare plan.
The Obama nightmare plan. Obamacare was sold to people thinking that, you know, everyone's going to have free healthcare. Problem is, there is no such animal. This most recent fiscal year, we had $2.5 trillion in healthcare expenditures with no end in sight. Obama says that we're only going to spend $200 billion over 10 years. How in the world can you go to a system that has such a low number when we're actually spending $2.5 trillion per year right now? That's a major issue. So the numbers just don't add up. Obamacare has too much control. People don't want to except the fact that if Obamacare is instituted, we've got two major problems. One major problem is that everybody would have to have this health care insurance. That's an intrusion on your fundamental rights. Our government does not have the right nor the business to tell us what we must have, what we must pay for. if Obamacare is held to be constitutional, it's going to be a major problem in that now we're going to be forced to purchase this insurance, this coverage. And with anything government, what happens? It's not efficient and it's not effective. We may start paying a premium of, let's say, $3,000. Within a few months, they're going to say that's not enough. It'll be $5,000 per year, then $7,000, then $10,000, then $15,000. There is no end in sight. The government cannot and should not ever tell us what we have to purchase. And in fact, if it is held constitutional, what then would the government not be able to tell us to purchase? So that's a major fundamental issue with Obamacare. Obamacare cannot cover everybody for everything. That's why we have no choice but to then go down the road of rationing. Who was going to get what care when? If you're, especially if you're older, because then you will not be a benefit to society, so you're not likely to get the care that you want. You know, we'll start getting into palliative care or just keeping you comfortable in your old years instead of treating you.
It's that, you know, that major time in their life is when people are having the hip operation and the knee.
Right.
They will not be, and as in other countries, unless it has to do with, you know, saving their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be years before they can get some of these.
Well, yeah. And see, what we have right now, we have arguably the best healthcare system on the planet. Because right now you can go anywhere just about, and you can have your diagnosis done really quickly. You can get an MRI, a CAT scan, or whatever, very quickly. Some of our hospitals in the United States have more CAT scans in that one hospital than you would have in a single province in Canada. And if our healthcare is so bad, why is it that Canadians... their prime ministers and everything come down to the United States for health care?
Well, that's a good question. The other thing, too, about health care, but, you know, the health care system isn't perfect.
No, it's not perfect.
So what were changes? You know, like this thing about the existing
pre-existing conditions?
The thing, I was glad that changed because people that had insurance and lost their job and they went to another job and picked up a new insurance would not be covered under the pre-existing conditions. They wouldn't let them. What's your thoughts on that?
Right now, we are spending way too much on healthcare. The emphasis is on healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. What we need to do, what we must do, is start emphasizing prevention. You know, no country in the world can exist having a national healthcare system when its population is allowed to do whatever it wants to do. When you look at the high rates of alcoholism, high rates of tobacco use, high rates of legal and illegal drug use, you've got a nightmare on your hands. We cannot afford to cover all these things that happen. I volunteer in the ER. I've been in the ER at Mercy for 10 years now on Friday nights. I see all this stuff that comes in. I see all these meth people, the alcohol people. All these people come in with all their different problems. We cannot, as a society, expect to have everything taken care of by this healthcare system.
Okay, well, wait a minute now. So what are you saying then? If people come in and they've made lifestyle choices, they should not be seen?
I'm not saying that they should not be seen. I'm saying that we cannot have a system that's viable under those conditions.
So how do you fix that?
We've got the stress prevention. We've got to have PE back in schools. We've got to have people start making healthy lifestyle choices. That's where the emphasis ought to be. That's where the argument ought to be. It shouldn't be on.
Well, should the government get into this and say what you can eat and what you can't eat?
No, the government should not. I mean, the government has no business telling us what we should and should not do.
Okay.
But I think it's imperative that we start learning how to make these healthy choices. And that's not the government's role. That actually goes back to the family.
Right.
The family ought to be the one that says, you know, this is not the best thing for you. I think government's role would be the extent of teaching you, perhaps, but not forcing you to do something.
Having the information available.
Okay.
Hey, we got to take a break here. I guess Greg Lucido is running against Congressman Herger for that seat in the November 12 elections. We've talked about health care. We haven't finished with that one yet. And we've talked about education and the Second Amendment. After these messages, join us. We'll be hit back in the chat room again. If you have a question for Greg Lucido, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is Carl in the Bot Free Fire Radio. Miss a day? Miss a lot. Friday, Veterans Day. Support our local veterans by making a donation to RABA's second annual Salute to Veterans. Many of our veterans are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support services, and medical facilities.
With your kind donation, we can provide free RABA passes, making their daily lives easier. This Friday from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., partner with RABA, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, KRCR-TV, KLXR, and Cornerstone Community Bank by making your donation at one of these two drive-thru locations.
The Mount Shasta Mall, corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive, or in the parking lot across from KRCR-TV on Auditorium Drive. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. On your way to work or to pick up your morning coffee, please stop by and make your donations to provide another year of free bus passes to our veterans.
It's a simple way to salute the veterans of Shasta County and say thank you. It's the least we can do to help the veterans who have done so much for us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, "The Chamber helps me grow my business." Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433. Or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:46 in the morning. November the 8th, it's 42 degrees out there. It's going to be a good day today. It's going to be a good day today there, Bad Bob. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be a nice day.
It's going to be an awfully nice day. Excuse me a second. Hate it when that happens.
Yeah, get it.
Look for today's high around 61 degrees. The overnight low will be in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow we'll be looking for a high under partly sunny skies near 65. Currently it's edging up 42 degrees. With this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
Okay. Hey, look, our guest today is Gregory Cheadle. He's running for Congress in the November, into the first, I guess it's the primaries. And then under these new rules, it's like whoever gets the most votes.
That's right.
The top two. Go into the general election.
Right.
So, I mean, you could
have an open election.
You can have, that's right. Two Republicans running the general election. Or two Democrats, or two independents, or two socialists, or two greenies.
It's wide open.
It's wide open. Okay. Question is what are you going to bring to the North State? You know, what are you going to do? You know, in specifics. Okay, I'm going to elect you. You got my vote, so what are you going to do for us?
Well, first of all, I'm not a pork barrel person. I'm not going to say I'm going to bring a lot of pork to the North State. What I will do is deal with the general issues, and general issues are the jobs and the economy. Right now, we've got to get jobs here. We've got to improve the economy so that we can have jobs. One of the things we have to do is to find out why in the world businesses are not moving up here and with their manufacturing. There's a company that's up here now. Their executive offices are here, but their manufacturing is elsewhere. So we've got to find out why that is.
It's just an aluminum company or something.
It was an aerospace.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, the drones.
Yeah, the drones.
Okay.
Why are they not having their manufacturing here? We've got to ask. We've got to put our ears down to the ground and find out why these people are not bringing these plants here, and then deal with those reasons. That's one of the first things we have to do. We've got to do that. In general, we've got to. I would go back to D.C. and would be working with. One of the things that I like right now is that Rand Paul has a National Right to Work Act. I would support that. The unions are crippling the recovery because they're hogging up everything. National Labor Relations Board, so forth and so on. But we've got to deal with those things. We have to have an environment where businesses can grow and prosper. And so that also deals with financing as well. We've got to somehow have financing in place. We've bailed out those who were supposedly too big to fail. Now we've got to deal with those who are smaller and still need help getting off the ground. There are tons of businesses that just need, you know, $10, $20, $50,000 now to do them good. We've got to deal with that. And again, whatever I can do to grow the economy, that's what I'm interested in doing.
Medical marijuana.
Tough one.
A question from my group room. This comes up.
Well, you know, there's a difference between medical marijuana and the use of medical marijuana for other purposes. I think medicinal marijuana in and of itself, no problem. The problem comes in when, under the guise of medicinal marijuana, you have all this other marijuana use. That's something that I couldn't support.
Okay, I know that the feds are starting to raise their head about this when they've realized that this 215 that California has is leading to a lot of
and they're going around the back door,
right? Extraneous things like the cartels are actually renting and leasing land and growing it,
right?
Growing it semi legally here and selling it throughout the United States.
Well, that's a problem. You know, the illegals can have access to our national forest, but we can't. That's interesting.
That's not weird.
Yeah.
Were you up by any chance? I got like a minute left before we have to take a break. Were you up there for the Saving Rural America?
I was up in Wairika. Yes, Defending Rural America. Okay. Great event.
Well, we're going to have some of those people on tomorrow.
Oh, great.
What I don't understand is how you have 800 people and all these sheriffs up there, and it wasn't covered in the media.
It wasn't covered.
And until it was like an afterthought. I mean, we've been pounding on this thing. And we will continue to do that. And we will hold. What is your thoughts on that? I mean.
On the media?
No, on the bureaucracy that's taking water away. Media, I don't care.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we. Boy, we are in such a fight. They want to take everything away. They want to take the dams. They want to remove the dams. They want to have this place become a zoo for animals and forget about the humans being around. But so, no, the feds have got to get out of this. There's some UN involvement as well. Getting to the Agenda 21, the Wildlands Act, and all that other stuff. We are in deep trouble, and we've got to fight. We can't let these ideologues come in and just take our country away from us. No way. We've got to fight. The event up in Wairika, amazing. I think it was nearly 800 people.
About 800 people and eight county sheriffs from northern and southern Oregon.
Yeah.
All saying the same thing. You know what? You can't keep grasping our stuff. They've killed logging. They've killed
mining.
They've killed the gold dredging.
Right.
And now they're going after the agriculture and the ranchers. What's left? What's left for these people?
Nothing.
We'll take a break on that. Carl in the bot. 8:51 in the morning. We have Gregory Cheeto here. Cheeto for Congress.
Thank you very much.
We've got one more segment left, and we're going to get a couple more questions come through the chat pack. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and
and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, November 12th from 9 to 6, gather the girls up and come experience a day of fun, shopping, and glamour. Enter a drawing for a chance to win a 32-inch LCD TV or gift certificates to all 9 stores. There's a party at every store with savings up to 75% off. Buy one, get one, plus holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. Ladies, let's support local businesses and have fun while shop hopping together. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gifts, That Kitchen Place, Solia's, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot, and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Shop Hop offers something for everyone with savings so big and activities at every store. Find us on the web at shophopreading.com for a list of stores, new sponsors, map, activities, and savings. Shop style, shop savings, shop local at this year's Shop Hop.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, yeah, we won't back down. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:55 in the morning on November the 8th, 42 degrees out there. Every so often you see things that are going to happen, and you're just kind of like, you know, let's see what happens here. The group backing a recall of Shasta Lake City Councilperson Dolores Lucero is going to be holding a rally today at 5 p.m. At the Claire Engel Park, located at Front and Media Avenues in Shasta Lake. This is my town rally, and admission is free. Well, Dolores Lucero has called in and says she wants everybody to know that she is going to be there also with a group to fight the recall. And she is asking for as many of her supporters as possible to show up in support of her efforts to fight corruption. And it doesn't matter if you live in or outside of Shasta Lake City. Any area supporters are invited. Well, okay. This should be interesting. I mean, are we going to have signs, you know, recall and then don't recall or corruption and all these? You know, I almost want to just kind of go down there and watch this. Because we've had both sides on the show.
Okay.
Both sides are, they're both very positive of what they're doing.
Passionate.
They're very passionate that what we're doing is right, and what the other side's doing is wrong. And I just think that it's, you know what, local politics.
That's where it's at.
It is. And you know what? People are going, wait a minute, we don't want this to happen. And on the other hand, you've got somebody saying there's something wrong here. You know, and my big question is what if there is something wrong? And what if there isn't, and they just, is it because they don't like what she's doing and how she does it? Anyway.
Well, the point has been made that your local school board, your local water board, your city council has far more impact on your life than who's sitting in the White House.
This is the one you want to have an impact on is your city council, the board of supervisors, and your assembly. The further away you get from your house, the less impact you have. But Gregory Cheadle here is Cheadle for Congress.
Yes.
Is saying, no, you'll have a big impact with him.
Oh, you have to have a big impact with me. I'm here to listen to the people. I'm here to represent the people, to truly represent the people. That has not been happening for quite some time. and that's going to change if I'm in.
Okay. Tell us how people can get a hold of you and learn more about you.
I'm on Facebook, Cheadle for Congress on Facebook, and then you can go to the website, CheadleForCongress.com. There's also Twitter, which is, you know, Cheadle for Congress as well. So that's where I am.
So if you get Cheadle for Congress, you should be able to get someplace in there, right?
Yeah.
Or is that the word F-O-R? Or did you
F-O-R. Thank you very much. F-O-R. Okay. Cheadle for F-O-R Congress.
And what you're looking at is the fact this is an open election,
mm-hmm.
and that you gain enough votes in the primary.
We're going to go
on. You can get into the general then. So,
that's right.
Okay. Well, we're going to have Congressman Herger here Friday. Not here, but he'll be on the phone. I think he's someplace in Chico or something.
I would love to see him again.
So we'll be able to ask him a lot of the same questions.
Great.
Okay, you know, Greg, thanks so much for coming aboard here. You are very upfront with your answers. I didn't see you avoiding anything when people ask you to say this is the way it is and this is who I am.
That's it.
I like that. You know,
I'm not
like
a pretender.
That in somebody that's running. And that's it. You've got to be able to have people understand where you are. Where you're coming from, and what we're going to get if after we vote for these people.
Right. In the vernacular, you got sand.
Yeah, we've got we've been fooled before. Okay, hey, tomorrow, Aaron Ryan and company are coming in here to talk about Defend Rural America. They're going to talk about that meeting that was happening, what's going on up in Siskiyou County, and why that we need to really pay attention to this because it's moving its way south. And if you don't think that a bureaucracy can't take away your rights, you're wrong. They're going to do it. And this is where we're going to find out more about it and why it hasn't been covered in the media as it should.
There's definitely a bias there.
There is someplace there. Okay, look, this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reddy. Gonna stand my...